This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Shout out to Sterling.
Trying to get that microphone fixed this morning. I can't figure it out.
It's got, now I just look like the Terminator is about to kill me. Just a big old red dot right in your face. Turn that thing down a little bit. Welcome back into Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Don't forget, 2 o'clock today, Royals play baseball for the first time in 2025. Pretty excited about that, actually.
Yeah, you can learn a lot about these teams. The Dodgers did not want it yesterday. The Cubs wanted it more. The Dodgers are a very beatable team. And based on the 9 innings of spring training baseball I watched yesterday with guys that I'll never see again, the Cubs wanted this thing more. Did you know Nicky Lopez is a Chicago Cub right now?
No.
Yeah.
Nor do I care.
Nicky Lopez is on the Chicago Cubs right now.
Did you know Cody Bellinger's on the Yankees?
I did.
Yes. Did you know his dad played for the Yankees?
I do. Do you know Yamamoto's on the Dodgers?
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't even make it through 2 innings yesterday.
It'd be a lot easier to say who's not on the Dodgers.
Yes, it's true.
They are giving away a pretty awesome bobblehead. You see that? They're giving away a Freddie Freeman walk-off bobblehead.
Oh,
it's him like
really?
Pointing
That's
up with a
cool.
bat.
Yeah, yeah, that is really cool. I like that. Is that opening day for them? opening weekend.
It doesn't matter because, I mean, they're going to have crowds.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to have, 3.5-4 million fans there.
I think this year the big giveaways for the Royals are, like, last year when they did the HDH Connector bobblehead series,
yeah.
Like, this year it's the 2015 celebration, so
right.
This year's even more crazy. So I think it's Hosmer, and I think Eske, or maybe it's Kane. It's one of the other ones, but it's, like, those three instead of being the bullpen.
Who would you pick as the three? Hosmer and Moose, obviously. Who would be your third?
Sal?
I would think, but they're probably going to do something different for Sal,
Yeah.
You know, they're because he's still playing.
There's also another Bobby bobblehead this year, I think.
Are those all included with tickets, or are those all separate? Like,
depends on the event, I think.
Yeah.
But you have to buy, like, certain ones. You have to buy, like, I know the theme nights.
Right.
So if you go to, like, Mizzou night at the
That's
K.
That's a separate.
You got to buy a theme Mizzou ticket and
right.
go through a different gate. The bobblehead, normally it's, like, the first, like, they say what, like the first 10,000, but then if it's like a Bobby Witt one, it's like the first 3,500.
Yeah, that's why I want to know if it's a special ticket for those, and, and you have to have that, you know, that special entry to get those. I like it when everybody got them, but I understand why they do it, you know, in this day and age of capitalism and all. So I get that. But
most of them are on Amazon the next day, or by the third inning,
by the second pitch, you know.
By the third inning, you could probably get one.
Yeah. So who would you pick as your third? Because I would, if we're keeping Sal
from that team,
yeah, I would put Kane on that list. I think Kane. Ultimately, was the best player on that team. Looking back, I realized Lorenzo Cain was the best player. In the moment, I don't think any of us truly realized how great Lorenzo Cain really was as a baseball player, because we were all caught up in Haas and Moose and Salvi. And then, oh, yeah, Lorenzo Cain, that cat, man. You look back, he was the best player on that team.
Yeah, Vern always called him the straw that stirred the drink on that roster.
I mean, go back to 2016 when he didn't play. You know, that was a big reason why they didn't make the playoffs that year. It wasn't necessarily the Moose injury. It was more because Lorenzo Cain. And I've had people look back and go, God, if Cain doesn't get injured that year, we probably go back to the playoffs in 2016.
Was it two times, or was it just once where he had he kept trying to lunge at first base and he'd like rupture that foot?
That's
like
right. Yeah, that was early
was
on.
Like, stop doing that.
Yeah.
Just run through the bag. I don't care if you're out. Just run through it. Yeah. Every time you do that long lunge, you hurt your foot or your ankle or your leg.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the fight in Chicago where he's got the Beavis look, where he's got the shirt. Over.
I mean, I am Cornholio.
What do you think? Do you think his play made him a fan favorite, or do you think Salvador Perez bringing out his personality made him a fan favorite?
Are you asking me to rank them?
I'm saying which one's the more important. Which one do you think brought him more to the fans?
Salvi.
Of course.
Yeah. It's that. You know, I don't want to discredit what he did on the field, but then that's not discrediting it. But you know how people are. We react to the human nature side of stuff. Like everybody praising Juan Soto for giving some cat a $90,000 car for changing jersey. Oh, Juan Soto is the greatest guy in the world. No, he's not. He just spent $90,000 on a car for some guy.
Well, he just made $780 million.
Yeah, I know, right? So that's a drop in the bucket for him, right?
But it's a nice gesture.
Yeah, like I'm not going to go out here and praise Juan Soto.
I would give up my jersey number for a $90,000 car. I'll wear 65. I don't care.
What do I care? I'd give it up for $10,000 probably. Like you didn't have to buy me a $90,000 car.
I'm a cheap date.
You know, 10 grand cash, fine, I'm in, you know.
30 pack of Bush Light and a quarter.
Have you seen like Delta Airlines offering these people $30,000?
I never fly again.
I
would never fly again. I'm already a nervous wreck.
No strings attached and all that kind of stuff.
Not even a seatbelt.
Are you giving me that cash and no taxes, or do I have to pay taxes on that 30 grand?
Oh, taxes for sure.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, after being in an accident like that, the government's still going to go, well, they got to get ours out of this one.
Hanging upside down just by your seatbelt?
I mean, insane, right?
I'd never fly again.
Give these folks the 30 grand, and then they're going to, you know, it doesn't take away from the lawsuit that's going to happen, but Delta's like, here's 30 grand a piece, just kind of get you through.
Yeah.
Until we get sued.
All right.
You know?
YouTube TV, they came out on Twitter or X or whatever the hell it's called. What is your dream TV rotation, and why is it just 12 straight hours of Bob's Burgers?
That's right, yes.
Fantastic show, by the way, Bob's Burgers. Gene, Tina, Linda, Bob, great people. But we asked each other in this group text that we have, like, what would be your rotation of television shows? And it was kind of interesting because, Cody and Gold said that was 30 grand was tax-free.
I didn't know they were accountants. That's cool. Yeah.
So they got down to it. And does Dan Kilgore have to pay taxes?
Exactly.
So I was thinking about this because I'm like, okay, three shows, rest of my life. How do I balance it out to stay, you know, in cahoots with stuff? So Wheel of Fortune, 100th time this week, I've told you that I love that show, right? Maggie Sajak, how you doing?
Your girl.
That's right. Met her. Got a double take from her, too.
Oh, yeah.
You were there.
I was.
She said, have a great night. It was nice meeting you. Said, come back real quick. Hang on. She's like, busy, dude. Back up. Number two would be South Park. Just get some humor.
Yeah.
It seems to always evolve with the times and make fun of the times. And they're doing everything they can to get kicked off TV. But for some reason, they keep coming back. And then NFL Network. I get games. I get news. I get information. I stay in with the biggest sport of the world. And or the United States, I get the NFL Network, I get South Park, I get Wheel of Fortune. Those are my three in the rotation.
Well, I'm going completely different, and I'm going just straight comedy because I was thinking about like if I could go like sports, but there's a chance if you're watching NFL Network, they're giving you the Browns or the Cowboys. I'm not interested in that. I don't want that in my rotation.
Praying on game breaks.
So I'm so I'm going to Seinfeld. Obviously, will be in my rotation. Cheers has found its way back into my life, and I'm realizing just how well written a TV show that really is. Like, I mean, it hits big time. Like as a child, you don't realize how good the writing is of shows. Yeah. And now I'm going back and watching Cheers, and I mean the writing and the
you
acting.
You watch episodes
is,
like, yeah, they wouldn't be able to do that today.
Just about every episode of Seinfeld.
Of course.
Or, you know,
I
mean, a lot of it's cringe now, but back in those days, it didn't matter. And then Curb Your Enthusiasm for me would be the kind of the three that I have on rotation. I had this conversation with my friend Paul yesterday. He's like, how many can you pick? I'm like, I don't know. Pick as many as you want. There's no set rules, but we're going with three.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I stayed away from the sports networks because there is a good chance, like, I'm watching, they're an NBA, there's like, they may show you Portland or something. You're like, I'm out on that.
Yeah, I don't want that. I'd go Office. It's Always Sunny to try and keep the comedy.
That's not what you had originally.
I changed it. Yeah, Bob kind of swayed me there with the comedy. I was thinking Breaking Bad as a rewatchable.
I had Breaking Bad on there, but I've never rewatched an episode of Breaking Bad other than the last 2 minutes of the final episode.
Oh, wow.
I won't give it away for those who haven't seen it yet.
I've rewatched it three times.
Yeah, I rewatched it twice.
It's too intense for me. Like, I remember watching it was during COVID, and Jen and I would have to stop the TV and, like, go out.
Go have a cigarette.
Yeah, like, seriously, okay, we need to decompress after that. Can you get through? And we would have conversations Can we do one episode today? Do you have enough stamina to get through one episode of Breaking Bad today? I'm like, yeah, I think we can get through that. And then it starts like I lived that show, right? And because I binged it the way that I did. Yes. And so I was living that show. Like, so I can't go back and watch it just because of how intense that was. Greatest show ever. Best, but yes. So intense for me.
Yeah, that's kind of why I got rid of it. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Kind of same reason as South Park. Stick with the times. And then, yeah, sports, NBA Hardwoods Classics. Yep. Just give me history.
The Hardwood Classics.
Yep.
The old school basketball.
Old school basketball. Yep. That. Yep. Yeah. That's what I would want to watch.
Because usually they're not going to show you a bad game.
No, if
you
watch a classic,
it's something that was classic.
Game six comeback or something. Yeah. Give me that.
Something crazy.
Yes. Text line says Game of Thrones, Breaking Bad, and Succession. So you're just going straight into dramas.
Yeah, that's a heavy list right there, bro.
Succession's great. Dream TV rotation, Big Bang Theory, 24, and Bull.
24 is a show I haven't heard about in a long time, man. That was big in the early 2000s.
What was that last one? Bull?
Bull?
B-U-L-L?
Okay.
I don't know what that one is.
I still need to watch the Jeremy Allen show, The Bear.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that
I
yet.
I said dive into that.
I've heard that's great. Good. Yeah.
I've also heard it's very depressing. Yeah. So, I don't know. Dream rotation. YouTube TV, send it out. And then the comments in the tweet are hilarious. What about MLB Net?
Yeah, everything they don't have.
What about raising my prices every 2 weeks?
Boy, they're the devil right now when it comes to TV, dude. Right?
They're not great. That's for sure. God, Hardwood Classics is hilarious.
I want to watch the old school days.
Yeah, man. It's the best.
I want to see Kevin Parrish.
Yeah.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Robert Parrish.
Robert Parrish.
Who is Kevin? Kevin McHale.
Kevin McHale.
Yeah.